Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:13 now. I hope you had a great weekend. It's going to be a hot week, and I think Peyton said more of a chance for showers tomorrow, but I think we're pretty much into our regular summertime pattern where it's going to rain and then it's going to stop, rain, stop, maybe rain for the rest of the day, maybe not. It's summertime. What are you going to do? Things are going crazy in L.A. with some protests going on. I don't know about crazy. L.A. is a big place, but with protests at different places, the president's calling out the National Guard, I guess, or the governor's not happy about it. I don't understand what's going on. David Schultz is here, professor of political science at Hamline University, to walk us through what's going on in L.A. with the National Guard and who can call out who for what. How you doing, David?
I am doing well. I hope you're well today, too.
I am. So tell me what's going on in L.A. I know they got some protests going on that have turned violent with burning cars and so forth, right?
Sure, yes. Okay, so what happened is last week there was an ICE raid on several workplaces looking for people who were undocumented, not legally in the United States. And as a result of that, protests, you know, erupted across a lot of those different work sites trying to block the feds from being able to perform their duties. And then as a result of that, Donald Trump decided to say, I'm going to call in the National Guard for basically enforcing the order, to keeping the peace and so forth. And I think last night I heard him say at one point also, just to add a little bit more to the story here, he said he might consider sending in regular troops also to assist the National Guard. So that's sort of the quick and dirty fact pattern.
What is his name? Hegseth, I think, is the Defense Secretary. Hegseth, am I saying that right?
Hegseth, yep, yep.
Yeah, from, yeah.
Who grew up 3 miles from where I live.
There you go. He's talking about Marines from Camp Pendleton. But tell me what is involved for the United States military to get involved in domestic issues in the United States. Of course, you know, if what ICE is doing is legal, you can't have people disrupt the federal government from doing what is legal just because they don't like it. Take me through all of this.
Okay, so first off, going back to after the Civil War, we have a law in place that generally bars the U.S. military from doing domestic policing in the United States. There is an exception, and it's a law that goes back now to the early part of the 19th century. I'm going to forget the exact date. If there's a serious insurrection or rebellion in the United States, then the federal troops can be used. But for the most part, since the end of the Civil War, that law has barred, again, you know, regular military people from being able to do any kind of policing. Now, when the National Guard comes out, that's usually at the request of governors who will say, we need, you know, we're the ones who are going to bring out the National Guard, but they're not involved in what we call direct policing. If we think of what police do, police arrest. Police perform a lot of services, of course, but for our purposes, police are doing the arresting and things like that. We don't have the National Guard doing the, let's say, domestic law enforcement, and we don't have regular military doing domestic law enforcement in terms of arresting people for violating things. It's mostly patrolling to keep the peace.
So take me through the National Guard, because I'm a little bit confused about that. It's a state organization, but it's the military, but it's not. But National Guard can be called up to fight in the regular military. But I don't know, David, I never did quite understand what the National Guard was.
Okay, the National Guard's a little bit complicated, but you're right. It's basically, state by state, and the governors of a state can call the National Guard out if they believe it's necessary on keeping the peace, or a lot of times, and maybe this has happened in your state also too, there's some type of natural disaster.
Yeah, during hurricanes. Let me ask you, is the National Guard part of the Army, or is it a state army, or is it part of the U.S. Army? That's what I never did understand.
It's a little bit of both. It's at the state level, the governors can call it out, but the president of the United States has the authority to bring the National Guard in some situations for military purposes overseas. For example, again, I'm going to go back to my state where I'm in Minnesota. Back when Reagan was president a long time ago, he wanted to send National Guard and troops bring them out for, I think it was for patrolling around Nicaragua. And my governor at the time said, you can't do that. And the case went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court basically slapped my governor back 9-0 and said, the National Guard. Under federal law, the president can call out the National Guard for military purposes, but again, not for domestic purposes in a state without the, basically it's either with governor's consultation, I think in some situations, or governor's has to do it and give permission. Yeah, but anyhow, it's not supposed to be a situation where domestically president just gets to call them out and say, show up in you're in California, show up in California and go do policing or something like that.
So the National Guard is separate and distinct from the U.S. military. So when it comes to posse comitatus, I think is the term, and the U.S. military and U.S. troops being used against U.S. citizens, that's where we got some problems, right?
Exactly. There's no question about it. Now, by the way, I may have slightly off a little bit some of the nuances of the relationship, but I think I got the basic picture here.
We're looking at a big picture.
Yeah. But you're right. Basically the law act, Posse Comitatus Act, does bar the regular military from involvement in law enforcement. And even again, like I said, with the National Guard, generally they're in the process of keeping the peace, patrolling. If we're not talking about natural disaster types of issues, I put that in a slightly different category here. So what could have happened in California, what should have happened is that if Newsom believed that he needed the National Guard to help in terms of addressing the riots and so forth like that, he could have called the National Guard up himself to be able to do that.
So who, I guess I'm wondering, like the generals in the National Guard, who do they take their orders from? The president?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
President or the governor of the state?
Governor of the state, but again, they can be called into federal action for military action overseas in some situations. But yes, the simple answer is that the head of the National Guard in a particular state is appointed by the governor. Now, some states it might be governor with some kind of legislative approval, but most states it's going to be appointed by the governor of the state.
I don't want to get too far in the weeds on that, but it always confused me. It always caused me massive cognitive dissonance trying to figure out, well, who do they work for and who orders who where and what? I don't know. We'll pick it up. We come back. We'll talk about President Trump and Elon Musk and SpaceX, and it seems to me like it's either if you could do business with SpaceX because it's a good deal, whether you get along with Elon Musk or not, you do business with him. If it's not a good deal, well, whether you like him or not, you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. We'll talk about that and more when we return. 621 traffic now, WWL. Hi, 626. Friend of mine texted in, National Guardsmen have a state mission under an order from a governor. They have a federal mission under an order from the president. Army reservists, they do not have a state mission. So there you go. We're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University. So let's talk about the fight between Elon Musk and Donald Trump and who's got what on who. I know, I don't know who's got the most to lose here. One thing that does kind of get my attention is canceling the contracts because you got to fight with somebody. Well, either you do business with SpaceX because it's in the best interest of the country or it's not because you get along or don't get along with the person. So what's the next shoe to drop here? I don't know. David, take me through this.
Well, first off, let's just start with the real basics here. We've got two billionaires who are squaring off against one another. And you have to, whether you like Trump, dislike him, Musk, dislike him, whatever, these are two people with big egos who are clashing with one another at this point. And how this is going to play out, I don't know, over the next few weeks here. But I mean, think about it. This was a marriage that started with Musk saying, I really love you, Donald Trump. Trump saying, I really love you, Musk. Trump, you know, Musk spends all this money to get Trump elected. The partnership develops. And now it's almost like watching a love relationship fall apart at this point in terms of where the fight has gone at this point. And both of them are highly dependent upon one another. Musk gets billions of dollars in government contracts. On the other hand, the U.S. is highly dependent upon Musk for our space program, and they're so intertwined with one another at this point. It's figuring out how to untwine them, if you want to do that, is really very difficult. I think what we're going to probably see is a continued on again, off again, I don't know, fight in relationship with them, because I actually think both of them need one another, and the U.S. government needs Musk's, and Musk needs the U.S. government. So I just see this. You know, what is it? I just see it remaining a very dysfunctional but necessary relationship going forward.
One thing I saw was Elon Musk's kind of taking a page from the president's book or from the MAGA book, in that he was going to back opponents, the legislators that voted for the, quote, big, beautiful bill. And the president talked about taking legal action against him. Is there any legal action can be taken, or can Elon Musk spend his money and back whomever he wants? Because I thought you could contribute as much as you wanted to whomever you wanted.
Yeah, I thought, God bless America, you could spend your money any way you wanted politically. I mean, there are limits to how much you can directly give to candidates. Mm-hmm. But as we've learned, there's all kinds of ways of getting around those contribution limits. And so Musk is free to spend his money. You know, if he, whatever he's worth still these days, he could spend his $400 billion any way he wants politically at this point, and there's no limit on it. Now, Trump is saying, I'm going to cancel a bunch of contracts. If he does that, like anybody else who's ever, anybody who's got a business, you know, and you probably have a lot of people who have businesses listening to you right here. If you decide to say one day, I just don't like this person I got a contract with, I'm going to cancel it, they're going to go to court and sue you. And that's exactly the case that's going to go on here, is that Musk is going to sue Trump if he cancels all these contracts. So Trump just can't say, I don't like you, end it. On top of which, going back to it, our NASA program is so highly dependent upon Musk's rocket ships at this point that if we were to cancel them, we're just not in a position right now to be able to build up the capacity to do anything. And we've declared that we want to get to the moon again before the Chinese do. So at some point we have to make a decision and say, okay, even if we don't like one another, the whole mark of professionalism is working with people you don't like, but still doing your job because what you have to do your job.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Jeff Palermo about those LSU Tigers. 6:30 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.